I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando. And we're in the second Hitchcock film of Hitchcocktober.
Yep.
At the Gateway Film Center.
Cinema Classics is proud to be a part of the Gateway Film Center's month-long celebration of Hitchcock. And this week we're talking about what has recently been declared by Sight and Sound magazine, I believe, the greatest film of all time.
I usually hear Citizen Kane.
Yeah, you usually hear Citizen Kane after that, and then followed by some moron who goes, "What? I saw that. That's boring." What are they talking about?
Right, what makes Vertigo such a
Vertigo.
Great film?
Yeah. Vertigo.
Yeah, what makes Vertigo such a great film?
What do you mean, what makes it a great
well,
film?
Well, I mean,
are you asking
from
me?
Your point
is
of view.
Is that rhetorical?
Yeah, well, no. I really want to know.
Listen, here's why. Vertigo is a great movie, and it's deemed so by great film critics and lovers of film because it's all about movie watching. Ostensibly, Vertigo is about a guy who's obsessed with a dead girl. And right, who recreates another girl in her image. Turns out to be the same girl. See, already it sounds crazy.
Yeah, so you're telling me it could possibly be Hitchcock himself trying to create his blonde women in his ideal vision.
Right, but it's about the ways of seeing. It's about how, you know, it's... Look, John, the movie's crazy, okay? Mm-hmm. Jimmy Stewart is this detective who falls in love with Kim Novak, who he thinks dies, right?
Yeah.
Then he broods and mopes about San Francisco for half the picture until he discovers
fortunately
Kim Novak again. Could it be the same girl?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't.
You don't know? We don't know. Is it a twin? What's going on?
However,
we don't know. She begins strikes up this relationship with Jimmy Stewart again, and he's trying to figure out if it's her or not. So he starts making her over because she's brunette at this point.
Yeah.
So he starts making her over in the image of the first girl. It's about how movies make us look at women, how movies can make us believe things that are so ridiculous. You know, clearly it's Kim Novak both times.
How we can't force happiness onto ourselves. We can't shape it. We can't really make it happen unless we have it somewhere deep inside, that happiness. We can't force it on the outside. And particularly when it comes to romance. And can you imagine how much romance Hitch had in his life?
Well, see, so you're looking at the subtext. I'm looking at the subtext.
Oh, no.
Vertigo is a metaphor for movie going.
I know you. I know you're
okay, but go ahead.
I'm looking at the psychological part of it, which really intrigues me. Now, we've had three very similar guys. We had North by Northwest, we have it in Vertigo, and we've had it when we talked about Rear Window.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys who have to play detective.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like virtually alone, trying to understand something very crazy that's happening to them. And frequently there's a woman who is confusing matters.
Right.
And certainly in Rear Window, and we know from North by Northwest that Eva Marie Saint was not necessarily a saint.
Well, so oftentimes in these movies, what's happening is this blonde, this image of the divine female, lures these men into dangerous situations. Not really through anything... through any fault of their own, but the man's obsession with them.
Yeah.
Well, let me go back to something you said last week, John.
Yes.
Which was that Hitchcock was so disappointed with the way Vertigo performed at the box office.
Yes.
That he never worked with Jimmy Stewart
well,
again.
He claimed Stewart looked too old.
Yes.
That's
well,
what he
kind of did.
Yeah,
you know, it's fine.
Right, right.
But listen, the reason why Vertigo didn't perform at the box office had nothing to do with Jimmy Stewart, who gives one of the great screen performances here in this movie. It has everything to do with the movie being absolutely confounding and weird.
Of course it is.
North by Northwest was a hit because it's just total...
Yeah, it was pretty linear.
Yeah, it's linear. It's it's a chase.
Yeah.
Also, look at the color scheme. In North by Northwest, you have grays and blues.
All
and
the reds and
whites and blacks and
right.
Very bright popping colors. And here, everything is murky and
well, there's
subdued.
Red and green. There's some
red and green, but they're murky, they're bloody, they sort of, you know, death is looming over this movie.
Well, it's contradictory. For instance, even when he and Edith Head created the costuming for Kim Novak, they had her in that now famous gray suit.
It's actually the same suit Cary Grant wore in North by Northwest.
While I have never experienced vertigo, I think I've had vertiginous experiences with women. And that's where, although you would talk about the movie-going experience, I talk about the experience between a man and a woman and the desire to be in charge of a relationship.
Right. And if you fall just right, it's all worthwhile. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street, currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. For more details online, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the show and read reviews online at wcbe.org.